It's tabletop time.
My name is Jen.
I'm Murray.
I'm Elle.
And I'm Krabby.
No, I'm Dave, actually.
And I'm Brad / Jazza, who doesn't take a hint. Because in the last episode, what did we do?
I pressed the wrong button. I pushed the wrong button.
And I was just trying to get rid of that. But yeah, welcome to our episode. In the last one, what did you do?
We went to find a necklace to retrieve it for Petal.
Petal.
We found the necklace with a Krabby
attached to it. Yes,
attached to it. It took a lot of crab dancing. We eventually got the Krabby separated from the necklace. We could have put it down and walked away.
Excuse me, we. Everything's a wee
situation. Brad decided he wanted a water type Pokemon
because
he has grass and fire, and he wants water type. So he goes to it. He was indicating this, and some supernatural force in the universe that decided to deter Brad from trying to pick this fight. That was not the point of the episode or the story.
And I gave you that Ultra Ball out of pity several episodes ago.
No, I picked it. The universe wanted this
that's
to happen,
true. But I didn't have to include it in the random seed. It was included as pity.
But it so happens that. Brad, we'll get to the Ultra Ball, but the universe just made this Krabby transform into a Kingler, a very, very much stronger Pokemon than anything that Brad has. But Brad has a grass type, and he thought he'd just give it a crack.
And Brad has great friends.
He has such good friends, particularly Stormy, who hyped him up several times and kept the fight going to the point where he got a 14 HP Pokemon down to 5 HP. Who knocked out Fomantis as soon as they were in close combat? Who brought out Pyro? He brought out Ignisilk, who's a fire type who really doesn't stand much of a chance, but still just gave it a good old crack and happened to get a better roll in the first roll, meaning his attack hit thanks to another hype up from his cousin. His cousin, right?
Nico,
So it brought down the HP enough to throw the Ultra Ball that he came across a few episodes ago and lucked into catching this overpowered Pokemon that was intended as a deterrent.
Much to Dave's disappointment, Brad has not learned his lesson.
No.
But we weren't in the Lunarium.
So no, that's true.
We're not expected
not
to learn.
It's not a place to learn. Mm.
Yeah, to be honest, my only disappointment is that you didn't learn the lesson.
I don't take hints. How long have you known me?
Yeah, I guess. Fair.
Think all the way back to Son of the Seraphim.
Gabe lives.
Okay.
And then you caught a Kingler.
Yeah, I caught a Kingler. And Ignisil evolved, leveled up and evolved to Pyroweb.
So
yeah.
Cool.
So very Brad's lack of taking hints turned out pretty well for him, actually.
Yeah, it did.
And
now...
Thank you to Victor, who helped revive Fomantis. And thanks to some orange berries is... Fine and dandy.
I've Who's never rolling? Seen someone fail
I have literally
so
learned. There is nothing punishing me right now.
I mean, I've won.
Except for the
spirit.
Fact that I literally got smacked in the face and lost 2 HP from this Kingler. Thanks,
true.
Jen. You really tried to cut that one short.
It's okay. Who's the person at the front of the battle?
Stormy.
All right, so you're charging on down to
Petal.
Go to Petal. Okay.
Pedal to the metal.
You run up to the ad hoc Pokemon Center and are immediately barrel-chestedly stopped by our good friend,
Wiggly.
Oh, you're huge.
Tough.
A hand and goes tough. Out like a bouncer.
Oh.
To stop you.
I'll high five it.
It inflates and looks grumpy.
Oh.
Did I do it wrong?
Tough.
Just, I think Quigley wants
wait,
to know.
Just wait
here.
A second, Stormy.
Okay.
It's a thing.
I'm going to try and look tough as well.
Who are you?
Oh, my friends came earlier. They're over there.
What do you mean?
Hey, Petal.
It's about 20 centimeters to your right.
Just wait.
Is Ignis in the Pokeball?
Just wait, yeah.
I'd say Pyroweb's hanging out.
Pyroweb's hanging out?
Yeah.
And Petal runs away into the building.
Wait.
Oh, I forgot.
Tough.
She barely got used to Ignisilk.
There's a stomping as Wigglytuff is walking over towards Pyroweb.
Oh, it's so cute.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to call him Webby. Webby,
we Wigglytuff, Wigglytuff.
All of you.
No!
All of you. Make a... I'm going to get you to make wisdom. It's going to be part of the roll.
I'm going to hand something to Cookie.
What are you going to hand to Cookie?
Just a berry.
Just a berry. Okay. I'm going to get you to roll a wisdom resistance roll.
Ah, good one.
This is a weird roll. This is a very weird roll.
I like that, though. It's good for what it's meant to be.
And you need to beat 5.
Well, I have 3 dice.
Wigglytuff.
And your Pokemon roll it too. Ignisuk rolls it too.
Oh, okay.
Wigglytuff.
You just can use your body and mind combined.
Well, that's 4. Melanie falls like
Wigglytuff.
It's like the same Jigglypuff song, but just like a bass.
That's
bass baritone.
It's beautiful.
Wisdom resistance, you say.
As you're all collapsing. Yeah. As Wigglytuff's ultimate bodyguard defense mechanism pulls into play.
Well.
And so what do we roll for the Pokemon?
Body and mind.
Right.
Together. You suddenly start feeling really sleepy.
3.
And I have 2 dice. This is for Kibble.
Oh, Kingler, you're so big and muscular.
Does anyone pass?
No.
You're all just out.
5 is a lot of successes.
I rolled a lot of successes. And
you're full sleep. The end of the episode. Thanks for watching.
All right.
Meanwhile.
Okay. So this is going to be a very interesting situation as we now are role-playing.
For no reason other than it could be funny.
Okay, so we are now changing up the role-playing order. All of you are incapacitated and all of you are currently unconscious. There is one active player at the table. Murray, you will be taking on their role in its entirety as we introduce Cookie, who eats the Chesto berry and wakes up from the sleep condition rather than falling asleep.
Whoa.
So, Cookie, you witness. Wait, okay.
Yeah, Mario, you gotta. Yeah.
This is changing everything.
I'm scared.
Troublemakers messing up, my friend. Oh my word.
Oh my god.
You hear this as Cookie watches as Wigglytuff like slings Ignisilk's Pyroweb, just evolves unconscious body over the shoulder, starts like thunk waddling down the thing,
making everything a pain for me and Petal.
Just walking up. Does Cookie do anything?
Cookie's gonna go over to Brad's belt and tap the Pokeball allocated to Pyroweb.
To suck it in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm going to get you to make a deft of hand intelligence check, which again
pair mind and body.
Is going to be mind and body. Challenge level 3. No, 2.
That's a smart Cookie.
Nice.
Thanks.
Mind and body. Just mind and body.
Invisible.
You have mind and body stats on your thing. See the brain and and the flexy thing? Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to change because the human has spirit and health.
Yes.
Yep. That's cocked.
There is a sound as Pyroweb is sucked back into the Pokeball. Wigglytuff turns around.
Hey, you didn't like my song.
I did like the song, but out of sight, out of mind.
Clever thinking, fossil.
Walks over, stomp, stomp, stomp.
So, why you troublemakers spooking my friend?
Well, one troublemaker. Little girl wants to say hi.
She's right. It's very ugly. I've never seen none of them where I come from.
What, little girl? Me neither.
Is this Wigglytuff racist?
What? No.
Wait, what?
No, the joke was that Wigglytuff comes from the Kanto region and Ignisilk isn't okay. from that region. So there isn't any Ignisilk gotcha. Or Pyrowebs sure. in Kanto.
It's still
in fact, there's no spider Pokemon in Kanto. It's
still discrimination. Anyway.
Okay, sure.
Go on.
Okay.
Little girl has necklace brought back for other little girl.
Where? Where's her precious?
Under her unconscious body, I think.
Hmm. All right. Stormy's you gonna help me with this?
I can. Probably.
Good.
And you, Wigglytuff sticks its hand into its mouth and pulls something out of its cheek, like a chinchilla or a hamster, and just pulls, in classic fashion, a Sharpie and just pops the top off and then pulls a pulls a Posca pen. In fact, there's this little there's a little box that's washed up on the shore that's got, like, Jazz's art box on it. And it's got a and he's like, he was a big fan, actually, this Wigglytuff. And pops open some Posca pens and hands one to Kabuto.
Cookie takes one and just sort of, like, cocks entire body slightly.
And then starts drawing on the faces of all of the people that are asleep.
Does Kabuto have to, like, Kabuto hug it? Yeah.
And at some point later, you all wake up none the rested, not comfortable, with, like, sore backs from falling asleep halfway on a wooden stair, and, like, you're just like, sand everywhere. Some of you feel like someone stood on you.
Morning, Kabloom.
Where Pyro, where did... Oh, someone put him away. Where are we?
And as you look at each other, you all have... Yeah, you're basically in the same place. You just kind of got rolled down the stairs. you have all have ridiculous things drawn on your face, like moustaches and monocles and such.
You girls look so stupid.
Oh, no.
What do I have on my face?
A lot of stuff. Like, a lot.
That's so cool.
I try to, like scrub it off my face.
And it doesn't rub off.
Oh, no.
Yes, Brad's decoration is Kingler's mouth drawn on your face.
You look so stupid.
I'm an idiot.
Well, this is the sign of a Wigglytuff.
Is that... Who did? Wigglytuff did that?
Yeah, it did.
Cookie. Do you have a hand in this?
So, have you all learnt your lesson? Don't put stinking, scary, ugly Pokemon in front of me, okay?
Oh, okay. We found your necklace.
But he kind of looks good. Scary now.
He looks stupid.
You did.
That's what I told him.
I'm really injured.
That's okay. Adults can take a beating. Anyway, where's my necklace?
It probably fell. Well, can I look for it?
Oh, yeah, you okay. You had it. You got it.
Here you go.
Thank you. This was my most precious necklace.
It's really pretty.
Wigglytuff made it for me.
Aww.
And then puts it on and is very happy.
Oh. Suddenly, I feel connected to my necklace. And I feel really sorry for saying mean things about your ugly Pokemon.
It's okay.
In fact, in general, I just kind of feel better now. And I think that maybe it's mean for me to have stopped you getting inside the Pokemon Center.
Can we go in now?
I guess.
Thanks.
If you want to.
That would be great.
That's really mature of you. Thank you.
I know. I'm the most mature person.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a thing to get this off on our faces?
She picks up a marker from, like, she's got a bag with some. It says permanent.
Yeah, I had a feeling that might be the case.
So that means forever.
What was that?
That means forever.
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
Pretty much.
It's okay.
That's right. There's some
You're
really,
old anyway, so it probably doesn't matter.
There's some really abrasive nuts, seeds, and box you can really get at the skin with, and, you know, it bleeds a little bit, but it will come off.
I've drawn on walls with this kind of marker before, and Mum managed to get it off, so I don't think it's
fair. Oh, yeah, really acidic chemicals as well.
Maybe that's what it was. We should try it.
Also, I just want to say that if ever you put that stinking, ugly Pokemon in front of me again, I'm going to battle you with my Pokemon.
Oh.
Okay.
So, if you're ready for a Pokemon battle, you know what to do.
I got a Kingler.
Wigglytuff is going to beat your butt.
I think Wigglytuff already beat our butts.
I got a Kingler. I got anyone handled.
Brad's got like a slight edge to his voice for now. Like.
Not to rain on your parade, Brad, but you have a fairly injured Kingler.
Yeah, good point. We should all go into the Pokemon Center.
Let's go inside.
Okay. Right.
Thank you very much, Petal.
Thank you, Petal.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
She skips off and Wigglytuff follows after her. And you walk into the Pokemon Center.
Whee!
Hi, welcome to the Pokemon Center at Castaway Cove. I'm Joy. Nice to meet you all.
You haven't seen many customers lately, have you?
No, but most people around here don't get into nasty Pokemon battles. Except Tyler occasionally when he's protecting everyone, but he takes such good care of his Pokemon.
Good news, we're really reckless.
Oh, that's... Wait, that's not good.
Look how injured he is.
Well, for a good reason, we're helping out the village. We found little Petal's necklace.
Well,
injured our
that does help Petal stop hanging around here. So that's good.
And now our Pokemon are hurt.
Petal has a mean streak, and she probably needs to learn how to behave herself before stopping people from getting important emergency medical care.
Or drawings on our faces.
No, that's entirely funny. And then she smiles a little. I'm down with that.
It is pretty good.
Could we please get some medical attention for our Pokemon?
Certainly. Of course you can. If you could just show me your citizenship to Castaway Cove.
Oh my god.
Oh, all right, let's just imagine that we're pretty new here and we don't have that yet. How could we get this?
Oh, well, you just have to build a house.
You didn't tell me there was a house building minigame within this RP system.
Is there, like, a little house we could get?
Well, you won't be able to live in that. I mean, you're here forever.
Could build one out of sticks.
I mean, we could graduate to a bigger house later, but if we had a little house, would that count as citizenship?
City.
No. What? Tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
As visitors and guests, we can afford to treat you today. And all your Pokemon. But you need to get the big tick off from Tyler before you can get regular treatment.
That sounds fair. Right.
So leave your Pokemon with me and I'll treat them right up.
He said, treat you and your Pokemon. I say, like, waggling my bloody eyebrows.
You waggled your eyebrows at Nurse Joy?
No, as in, like...
You get the oversized comical Japanese fan slapped to the top of your forehead.
Do that again.
I meant, I'm in pain.
Because you just got slapped.
Please help me.
I'm sorry, my interests only extend to helping Pokemon. Humans are a parasite upon this world.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. She smiles, blankly staring off into the distance.
Human?
Yes?
Are you a parasite?
Leans down, like, hikes a little, like, apron up a little bit. You know, when you go lean down, it's kind of constrictive. One day, you'll learn something called self-loathing.
All right,
when you become an adult,
We should
sounds
thank
like
you.
Loving,
all right,
quite.
Leave your Pokemon on the tray.
Yep, no worries.
Grab Stormy and sort of backwards across.
I haven't
tiles.
Seen my sister in 7 years.
That sucks. All right, really, pick one.
All right, thanks, Nurse Joy.
Do you want us to let you know which Pokemon we drop off?
I'm assuming you drop them all off.
Not mine.
All of
them. Mine are fully healthy.
Just Paris for me.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you're low, huh?
Yeah. Rocking 1, 1, and 3, I think.
Oh. Yours are low as well, I assume.
No.
No?
No, Frymantis got fully restored.
Oh, well, half restored.
Did Iggy restore health when leveling up? Is that a thing or not?
Only to their, like, their maximum health increases and fills up by the minimum. So okay. Whatever the difference is.
Right, well, just leave them.
Yeah, leave them.
It's only going to be, like, roleplay-wise, it's not going to matter. It's fine.
That's yep. So fun.
Okay, so you okay. Wander out to the front of the building. And, can I get acuity checks from y'all?
I'll take a cutie check.
A cutie check?
You got a little cutie check? Cutie check over here.
You won't have to look very fast.
They will now officially, unofficially be known as cutie checks. I got 3.
Whee! Nice.
Aha. Cutie check for you. Effort. Oh, a bunch of cuties over here. Oh. Are you a cutie? You are
oh, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Let's see.
Let's see. Melanie.
Jen's a cutie check.
Wait, Jen's doing a cutie check.
All four of us
Jen, can you get 3 bonus dice?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Wow.
Favoritism.
Blink, blink, blink.
Sorry, Jen's role playing.
So, you all get 3 successes. All of you catch this.
The cold.
Small.
Damn it.
Little shape. So underneath a lot of the raised houses, you have the wooden planks and the stands that they're on, like, so, you know, raised beach houses because yep. the tide can come up. Underneath a nearby one, you see this little green head poke out and kind of these eyes look up at you. And then just as you lock eyes with it, it like dashes back behind the...
With 3 successes each, like we all just sort of turn like... Dunk, 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 dunk. I think there's something there.
Let's go catch it.
I'm not investigating this one. Oh, wait, we don't even have Pokemon on us.
I got my Pokemon. You got your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We got this.
You have a Pokedex, which that's may come true. In very handy.
And you have your brain, Brad.
That's true.
Okay, let's not flatter him too much. We know what happened last time we did this.
It also might just be a small child from the village. Just saying.
Okay, let's go look. We'll go all right. Investigate.
Make an investigation check. Stormy's taking this
I'm
one.
I'm so bad at the investigating.
Can you binoculars?
Fake it till you make it. Just do it confidently.
Do my binoculars help?
No. Your binoculars do one specific thing.
Or not.
What?
One success. So
these things are broken.
Stormy is the only one small enough to comfortably kind of get under the house and start looking around. Can I get a acuity check from those who are not Stormy?
Mm-hmm. Another cutie check.
Cutie checks all around.
I get a cutie check.
We have one from Melanie.
A little less cutie these days, Melanie. So I am not a cutie. I am 0.
That's short walk. Just took it out.
I'm still a cutie.
Victor, you note that as Stormy sort of like walks around, you start to spot this strange, shy little Pokemon almost playing hide and seek with Stormy, but like Stormy doesn't catch sight of it. So Stormy kind of like walks down between some of these like, what are the uprights called? A post. Pillar of wood and kind of looking left and right. And then sort of will look around one. And then the one directly behind Stormy, this Pokemon will look out behind. And then as Stormy like straightens up and it's the exact comical, like perfectly shadowing her and shuffling around, tripping on its little feeties every now and then as it kind of looks around.
So, and is it sort of like near me or I can just see it?
You can see
angle?
It from outside of the underneath of this thing. So it's sort of running around under the pier where Stormy is.
Okay.
Can I get...
Yes?
Empathy, charisma from all of you.
Oh. Okay.
Oops. Mm-hmm. Well, let's re-roll that.
Hey.
2 from Brad.
No, that was Victor.
2 from Victor. I always confuse you 2 for
4
some reason.
From Brad.
4 from Brad. Brad's got high empathy.
Yeah.
That's true.
High charisma.
That was
he's got 3 charisma.
Particularly in comparison to Victor, perhaps.
I need 2 for Stormy.
Same, 2.
You got some hefty dice pools there.
I know. Good dice pool doesn't really help, though.
Brad, as everyone's kind of looking around and you have no idea, and Victor, you lose sight of this thing, and Stormy's still looking around, you get the sense that there's just someone standing next to you. And as you look towards them, this is Brad, you look down towards the ground because you have a sense that the something is very small. You see a small Pokemon with a green head with little red horns on it, shyly looking up at you from the ground.
Oh, hey, buddy. Huh? You were with that...
what was his name?
Arden?
Manfred?
Yeah.
Manfred.
Manfred. It's not the same. No, Arden, not Manfred.
Not Manfred.
And Manfred's it is actually not magician. The same Pokemon as that.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay.
Oh, what's your name, little guy?
Ralts. Ralts, Ralts, Ralts.
I'm like slowly reaching for my...
Do you have a Pokeball?
I do.
You have a spare open Pokeball?
The one he got for free from old mate.
The Chester Berry.
I have two Pokeballs.
You had three?
I had an Ultra Ball.
I still have none.
Yeah, the same.
Who's hoarding all the Pokeballs?
You went to haggle with the old man for his Pokeballs.
It pulls on your hand. Like it reaches up with its hand and tugs on your finger.
To
lead you in a direction.
I follow it. I'm like,
hey guys, I think this Pokemon's trying to show us something.
As you say that, and the other three turn to look towards you, the feeling on your hand just disappears. And you look down and there's nothing there.
Are you going crazy?
Everyone look away. I think it's shy.
So slowly turn away from Brad again.
And then as soon as no one else is looking at it, you see this of little magical energy in front of you. It just appears on the ground in front of you.
Whoa.
Did it come back?
Yeah, it's right here. Look at him.
Disappears.
He's going crazy.
I'm not turning around, by the way. I've got my back turned still.
Can I
make a charm check to be like, hey, I'm not going to hurt you, buddy.
It knows.
Okay.
It's worried about them. So you can't make a check that'll convince it of anything. You've already convinced it.
Can I convince them that they're my friends, that they're okay?
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense, actually. Sorry.
Don't worry. These guys here, they're my companions.
Charm charisma.
We look out for each other. They'd never hurt a Pokemon. Pick the wrong one to trust. Can I use
you rolled highest on empathy.
Maybe this is the lesson to learn, though.
Yeah, like the person who has literally been running around screaming murders.
Who's got the most Pokemon?
that would be Melanie.
Just tell me your number of Pokemon. You got three?
And the egg.
Three in the egg?
Yeah.
You have three?
Three.
You have three?
Yeah.
I have two.
Okay. Cool.
All right. This is my charm check. I got four.
Four. Okay.
Nice.
At that, there's a woof, woof. And then Stormy next to you.
The green thing.
The little green thing is standing right next to you. It just teleports in front of you.
See?
I found it.
I wasn't crazy. It's a pretty little, teleporty Pokemon. Well,
and it, tugs Stormy's hand now.
Okay. I'll be back.
He wants to show us something.
Where's it?
It just walks you away from everyone, basically. Just walks you away.
Goodbye.
Stormy's gone.
Hi, Stormy.
Do you just follow it?
Yeah.
Did you guys follow Stormy?
Yeah, we just follow him.
Are they all...
Yeah.
Is it the one Ralts or there's one...
You think it's the one Ralts.
Okay. Yeah, sure, follow.
Cool.
Heaven be really quiet.
And it wanders... And it leads you down to underneath where Magical Manfred is. And it points up towards the Mr. Mime, where you know the Mr. Mime is.
Oh, yeah.
And then it looks down at its feet and pigeon toes a little bit and shuffles its feet into the sand and touches its hand to its chest. And then it squeezes Stormy's hand. Mm-hmm. And Stormy, you feel immediately sad and in pain. Like you feel it. Oh, it's not just a matter of
being gonna start crying.
are you okay?
If I let go, does it go away?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to sort of like kneel down like Nurse Joy did, you know, when you're talking to a child. So I look at the rods and say, is it that the Mr. Mime is in pain?
It nods.
I felt really bad. Do you feel like that?
It nods.
Aww.
Why?
And then it puts its hand on its head, and then it puts its other hand on its nose, and you get the picture. It's like a little duck bill, and it emulates doing Psyduck back and forth. Like it has a headache.
Aww.
Oh. Where? Under? Mm. Is it coming from?
It looks around. And then it points, like, off on the horizon.
What cardinal?
Can you make an acuity check?
Ooh.
Everyone?
Everyone or just Stormy?
We'll just go Stormy.
Yep.
Good luck.
Okay, no, not bad. Not bad. I'm just bad at rolling.
Stormy's a cutie.
This is the one.
Do I know my challenge rating? Or are you just...
challenge rating 2 and 4.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Oh, well.
You're like, oh,
0 on 5.
You look off in the direction it points, and then you're kind of distracted. You see like a bird fly past, and you don't really understand any of the context behind it.
It is the bird. The bird did it.
Dave and I need to swap dice again.
And then it looks at you, and it puts its fingers in its mouth and pulls its mouth out in like a silly face.
Oh.
And then it sticks its finger on its nose and pushes its little bean nose up and makes like silly face with its eyes. And then it smiles. And then it points off towards the east and tugs your sleeve as it's like, go east.
I think it wants us to go that way.
And then it touches your hand again and makes you feel like you want to laugh and you're happy when it points in that direction.
Whoa. Can I see what's in that direction?
It's just off, way off to the east. There's nothing specific that you can note at this stage.
So if we go that way, it'll help with your pain?
Nods again.
And Mr. Mime?
Nods again.
Should we go there right now?
It clambers up on your leg.
Ooh.
And then like slaps. Do you have a Pokeball?
Yes.
It slaps the empty Pokeball on your waist and the Pokeball just goes... And just envelops it and you have a roll.
No. Oh my god!
I want
it! That's so good!
You don't have an empty one.
Oh, you don't have an empty one.
You said you have a Pokeball. I suddenly appear to have one.
You know what?
I gave it to you as thanks for all the high
fives. You know what? The Brad's empty Pokeballs, one of them just detaches and drops to the ground. You're like, what the hell? And then it just rolls across the ground of its own volition to in front of Stormy's feet with like this subtle purple energy around it. And then the Ralts pokes the end of the Pokeball and goes in the Pokeball.
Wow.
And you now have a Ralts.
Congratulations.
Oh, hey, Stormy, take a Pokeball.
I didn't touch it, I promise.
Gotta play the music.
Of course
play the Pokeball music.
I won a mental battle.
There's no.
That was good. That was a wave. Good wave.
Why is it?
Oh, it's level 0.
Wave format.
Oh yeah, it's a baby. It's a sweet baby. It's tier 0.
Baby.
Do we not have?
How much health does it have? Aww. Tell everyone how much health it has.
2.
2 HP. It's just a baby.
Aww.
But guess that, even though it's tier 0, we need one experience.
We got no sound effects all of a sudden.
Aww.
Thanks, Streamlight,
or OBS. I'll be the sound effect.
Anyway.
I'm loving it.
Wah, wah.
Thank you.
Ding.
You have a Ralts. Congratulations.
Yay. I made another friend, Stormy.
You can name it.
There's like people popping out from the tip here, like
Manfred upstairs. Cutie. Like,
I named it Cutie after the cutie checks.
Love it.
Nice.
That we have to do.
That's cutie. Fun.
Yeah. This has never happened before. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's not uncommon, but it looks like Ralts really likes you.
Aww. Sometimes the Pokemon choose you.
Aww.
Apparently. I have no experience of this.
You just
I usually
keep
brute force my way into companionship.
This was a lot less dramatic than in the last hour.
If only I asked Kingler nicely, he would have just popped in the bowl on his own.
I don't think that Kingler was going to listen
okay,
to anyone.
So it wants us to go east. So
Well, let's grab our Pokemon.
Should we go there now or do the other stuff first?
Well, I think east is where we were going to go anyway.
Yeah.
Really.
I don't think there is other stuff. I think this is the stuff.
There's some sand crunching under some feet and then so, finally decided to go east. You look up and Arden's standing there.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, we were thinking of buying Pokeballs, right?
Yeah. We had help making the decision. I like nod over to the freshly purpley misty Pokeball.
Azalea's been nudging me to go in that direction too.
Oh, do you know why?
Something sad and painful.
Yeah.
Seems like it's affecting the place. Anyway.
Oh.
Your adventurer types, you lead.
Yep.
I'll come with you if you like.
We're going to lead backwards just a little bit to start with.
Couldn't hurt to have a guide.
And then we'll go.
Are we going to get a Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Pokeballs.
And but get some Pokeballs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we will be doing just a little bit of
detour.
Shopping. And then how about we meet you at the East Gate or such? Unless you are welcome to follow us around, but I think that might not be very interesting for you.
I don't know. Interesting stuff usually follows us around. Just so.
Yeah, it's because I'm following you around and I'm interesting.
Well, I'll take my own pace, but I'll certainly head out with you. Certainly Helios and Cyanike could do with a walk. And he throws out two of his Pokeballs. And you see a magnificent maned Arcanine just burst into existence. Oh. And then next to it, a shiny Luxray, like a sphinx from Egypt. So there is the ultimate cat dog experience.
Where did you get those?
I've been all around the world and my partner Pokemon are well-versed in protecting. We conserve Pokemon environments all over the place, but yeah.
Are you trapped here too?
I wouldn't say trapped.
Oh, yeah, you went here last time.
I've never seen this man in my life.
I say trapped is all a matter of perspective.
Ooh.
I figure if I'm here and there's Pokemon that need me, Team Ironclad are being rather nasty, so
yes,
here is where I'm meant to be.
This man came here looking for adventure, Stormy.
Ooh. I can support that.
Well, I'll see you out there.
See you there.
Also, maybe it's not that we're trapped here, but everything else is trapped with us.
That's definitely Brad's view. Let's go, Stormy.
Okay.
Simpatico.
Does Melanie lead now?
No, you haven't fought a Pokemon.
Yeah,
you just have a role now.
I just gained a Pokemon.
Okay. So you go and collect your Pokemon, and you wanted to get something.
Pokeballs.
Okay, so
while that's happening,
head on up to a new yeah.
That's it. Just while that's happening, I'd like to go to the Lunarium, and I'd like to have a look at the models that Tahan has made, the displays.
Okay, very good. So, who wants to go first? Because we have Pokeball buying and Lunarium.
Shopping.
Let's go shop.
Okay. Stormy, I'm whispering
to
Petal. It's your first time arriving up as this bearded, flannelette shirt wearing man in his late 50s looks down at you.
I love this guy.
Well, see, you found a craftsman here. What can I help you with?
Are you the guy we go to buy Pokeballs?
Well, I wouldn't say it's as simple as buying a Pokeball. You mean investing in the arts and crafts? Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
I have lots of money.
Well, I need exactly 55 yen and 2 yen, five yen and a 50 yen piece for all the luck. I heard there's a lot of... He
assesses the situation upon who he's talking to. A lot of reasons for a man of my age to be needing luck right about now, and most of them arrived on the cruise ship you came on. You wouldn't happen to be here with your grandma, would you?
Please, sir.
Sorry, little Whittler gets ahead of himself. It's been a very long time since Whittler's known.
Just sell the child.
Anyway, you got the money.
Your grandma's friend.
I could be.
That's for another time.
Okay.
Whitler fans himself a little bit. He's like, Whitler shouldn't get too ahead.
I shouldn't give money to strangers, but if you're grandma's friend, that's okay.
Well, I mean, I'm ostensibly just a shop, yes. So yes. Do you have the apricorns?
Someone has an apricorn.
You have an apricorn. Oh, did you?
I would have handed you the apricorn going to the shop.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Right.
Thank you. And for 55 yen and an apricorn, you receive a Pokeball.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
Which you can just hold on to the Pokeball you didn't give me when it was
gone. I didn't give you a story.
There you go. Okay. Did I get that Ultra Ball back?
I gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you did, wink.
Well, no, if he has an Ultra Ball, because there's only one being distributed so far. All right, so now over with Han at the Lunarium.
Oh, here it is.
I gave it to you, he says.
Yeah, sorry.
So.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Han. I'm back. We're about to head off, but I thought now would be as good a time any. I'd love to see your display.
Yes! I made this one! Leans in, finally, like someone. And with the craftsmanship of someone who, like, you lean in and there is a scale model of Castaway Cove, the town, built out of, like, scrap bits of wood and little bits of twine and rope down there. That's the town. I add to it every time.
I say, oh, look, that's where I got stuck. Good memories.
What would you like to learn about?
Oh, actually, while we were talking about the town, we were told we can only get regular service at the Pokemon Center if we have a house here or citizenship.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, you basically have to become a contributing member of our people. Pokemon Centers, they're really easy in places with modern technology and power and nuclear power plants or magnemite power plants. We have to rely on homegrown nutrients and resources, and it's really hard to replenish them. So we kind of expect that if you want to use those services that you give back and become part of the community.
Yeah. All right. So what's the threshold for giving to the community? I'm going to presume that finding a small necklace for a child doesn't quite get you there.
What if we throw a really big party?
Well, it's more like, let's say, like you lived here and helped on a day-to-day. It's not really about grandiose gestures. It's kind of just about, like, helping community. Tim with his fence. Or helping Whitlock.
Where's Tim?
Do you know, I spent 2 weeks scowling up and down the cove looking for a shipwreck that had a good knife when Whitlock lost his last one. And that's the kind of stuff. You know, it's just being part of the place.
Resigning yourself to the...
Don't think too
whoa,
far
whoa, whoa,
into that,
whoa.
That hole.
Brad, that sounds a little judgmental. I was a little afraid when I realized I wouldn't be leaving. Thankfully, I was here with Tyler, so I was here with the most important person. But I kind of realized that I haven't had to pay tax in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
I have a house. You know what I do? You know what I do, like... 8 hours a day, I sit on a beach and drink coconut water and swim and play with Pokemon, and it's literally paradise. It's literally paradise.
Well, that actually sounds pretty cool when you put it that way.
I used to work in an office teaching people. The amount of unpaid overtime was outrageous. They really exploit the educators.
Oh, I could start a lab here.
Well, someone could start a lab here.
Right, I should. That would be contributing.
Uh-huh. What was your field of expertise again?
The old labarium.
Being a professor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we certainly have plenty of space for a Pokemon breeder and nurturer and a ranger. We could definitely use, three rangers would mean we could really secure our borders and up our patrols. And, kids are always welcome. They can't fend for themselves. And anyway, yeah.
Right. I take your meaning, Han. We're going to head off east to...
I said 2 years, 4 years. they haven't paid their taxes for. They've been here 4 years.
Wow.
That does sound mighty fine.
We'll go east, solve this problem, come back and build a lab.
Well, that was a really good tangent from you. Were talking about things that I'd made and you wanted to talk about the displays before Brad started talking about something else.
We don't have time for that right now.
You got very enthusiastic on both subjects, so I understand.
Sorry, what did you want to learn about? Was there anything in particular?
I just wanted to see what you had created and, well, I wanted to learn. It's not like there was anything specific. It's that I specifically didn't know anything about this place.
There's a really excited moment of, like, inhalation as words are about to be vomited at you about the town's history and the minutia when suddenly at the entrance to the door... Han, there you are. We've got a bit of a situation back at the house. Do you mind checking that out? I've got to go off with Ember and, you know, something about Team Ironclad. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello, Tyler.
I heard you were taking use of all of the town's facilities.
We just got a guilt trip about that, yeah.
What? Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear it.
He fought a gigantic crab thing.
Yeah, we know how to control all the crabbies in the water now.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Dance.
You'll have to... Who started the crab dance?
We start dancing.
Yeah, these two.
It was a really smart idea, right?
It worked, and I caught a Kingler.
All right. I might have to rethink what I've been calling you. It's not the professor. No.
The Crab King.
Hermit. Yeah, Hermit. All right, Hermit.
I prefer the professor.
All right, hard-boiled Hermit. Flyboy.
Tyler.
What about me?
You're about to head off, right?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Do I get a nickname?
He leans down. Gets close and says, "What do you want your nickname to be?"
Supergirl.
Well, he stands back up. You definitely look to me like a Supergirl.
What? Yeah.
Hard-boiled fly boy. We've got Supergirl and, of course, Hermit.
I lean in and whisper, "Crab King."
All right, if it isn't the Krabby Hermit. So, Krabby Hermit, I heard you were heading out east. Arden, let me know.
Yep.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, it's super, S-U-P-A.
Super girl. Yeah. Got it.
We don't want no worries.
No, we don't want to.
So I just wanted to warn you, I hope you're up to the task because it's quite dangerous out there.
What's the task?
How dangerous? He makes a wide array of rather, like, interesting-looking faces.
Like rampaging Rhydon dangerous?
Shalos dangerous?
Like evolving Krabby dangerous?
Don't go there.
Well, look, let me put it this way. We occasionally have to dig holes out there, and he looks at the adults. 6 foot deep ones. And putting fresh things in. It's very
like
dangerous.
A body. Yes. No.
There's a child here.
Like an underground fridge.
That's right. Supergirl's got it right. Underground fridge. Okay. Okay. That's right. Yep.
I whisper to Melanie, "For the bodies."
he leans into the adults, but he's like, "The Pokemon out there will literally eat you." And then he leans back and he's like, "Yeah, it's dangerous."
All right, noted. We will take care in the dangerous place. Thank you, Tyler.
What?
No worries.
Melanie will tell you when you're older. Stormy, good luck.
Maybe no, I got it. I understood.
Maybe Stormy should stay here.
Oh, instead of no. He claps Brad over the arm and he's like, "Island living. You got to learn how to survive someday."
Exactly. I want to see the underground.
So when you turn to the other adventurers,
we should let the child remain in the front of this group.
Hey, not a citizen of Castaway Cove.
That's a good eyeball.
That sounds like a yes. Let's go.
Hey, okay. If you want to stay here, of course you're welcome.
Adventures aren't made by sitting around in one spot all the time, Brad.
No.
They're made by going out there and facing these holes.
Don't worry, they only usually eat people who are stuck in plane seats and can't run, or maybe don't have Pokemon to fight for themselves. You'll be fine as long as you run, or, you know, use your Pokemon to get out of danger.
You hear that, Brad? Run.
Gotcha.
Run. Mm-hmm.
Unless.
No, run.
All right, good luck, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Charles.
Just remember, I've talked to Joy and made sure she knows that first one's free. First one.
Yeah, we've already ticked that one
just
off.
Just making sure you know before you go after the very dangerous area. Yep. So, you know.
Thanks.
Thanks, traffic code.
Hey, I like the way you play. All right, super girl. See you later.
Bye.
And you all head off east. That's it.
Meeting Arden at the edge of town.
I'll get Rots out so Rots can kind of help.
All right. As we're walking over, I'm going to say, well, as long as we can also work out what's plaguing Mr. Mime and the rest of the psychic Pokemon here, I think that would probably count pretty well for assisting the community.
I agree.
Yeah, or maybe fixing the bridge.
True.
We'll try and do the first one. If not, we have a plan B.
Sure do.
All onward. Right.
Off we go.
And you wander out, walking into the new route. And Arden can be seen way up ahead, out into the route.
A big bird comes out.
And you wander out into this savannah area away from Castaway Cove until you reach a wonderful bridge, a wooden bridge, and a fast-flowing river. And a wooden bridge that has broken and collapsed down into the water.
What is it with this town and bridges?
Classic hindsight.
Is that a different bridge?
Yes.
Oh.
Arden's standing there.
Oh, dear.
Well, this seems a bit of a bother.
Yeah, we did hear something about this. Apparently, Ironclad was here, broke this bridge, but they also broke the bridge south.
Yeah, they seem to like breaking bridges.
You're telling me.
I thought friendship was about building bridges.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Well, and he leans down, pulls out a book, and starts leafing through his book.
It's a long
and he's like, and he licks his finger and turns a bit of a page, and he's like, I'm going to do some sketches on the environment around here, but if you work out a way to fix the bridge, well, that would be wonderful.
Can we look on the beach for bridge pieces?
There are some bridge pieces in the water.
Oh.
Are said bridge pieces in the water, are they floating or are they sort of
they're
sucked?
They're floating.
All right.
Big logs and such.
Would it be possible to use some water Pokemon to nudge the bits of wood towards the shore?
How strong is the current?
You could attempt to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I would test
the waters.
The current.
The Pokemon, if you have water Pokemon, they're enough to swim fast enough to swim back to shore, worst case.
Yeah.
What water Pokemon have you got?
Cookie.
Cookie, and anyone else?
Yeah, I'll send out Lorelei.
Yeah.
That was a good reaction. I just like Lorelei.
God damn it.
she has that effect on people.
Lorelei comes out.
Hi, sleepy buddy.
Yeah, hi.
So sleepy. Wake up, Victor.
Oh, I'm here.
So, you have Lorelei.
Give her a belly rub.
Cookie. So just two. Okay. So, you're going to ask them to...
Someone else has a rubber.
See if they can
nudge some wood back towards the shore. Can I get you to make a authority check?
Okay.
Challenge level 2.
Both of us or just...
I would say both of you.
Is that on two dice?
Authority charisma.
Yes. This is how you effectively command them.
I already had two.
Little eyes, yeah. Very sleepy.
Nah.
Okay.
What?
All right, you both ineffectually coordinate and command your Pokemon as you attempt to get them to move these bits of wood closer to shore. And with two Pokemon, because Mari initiated it, I'm going to get Victor to roll. So with two Pokemon that are water type, you have two dice and the challenge level is two. Mm-hmm. Had you got successes on your checks, you would have got more dice. You can roll two dice. If you get two successes, they'll manage to bring some of the wood back to the surface.
Do you have any help with Kingler? His water type?
Only if you're offering, Brad.
All right, make an authority check. Right. Challenge level three.
Three
successes.
Well done.
There's a Pokeball explodes out, and with a little bit of anger.
Kingler. Hey, buddy, can you help these guys put the bridge back? We got to get across.
Make an authority check. This one's challenge level two. This is command Kingler. This is the same check that they did, just to coordinate.
Nothing.
All fail. Oh. But it is now three dice for Victor, as there are three water Pokemon. You need two successes.
All right.
I helped.
Kingler goes out. Kingler does go out and help. It's just you're all ineffective at coordinating. Three successes.
Three.
And there's all like, I know they don't count, but all critical.
No, one was just a success.
Oh, okay.
After it's several minutes.
It's still cool.
Yeah. After several minutes of work, the Pokemon managed to push these logs up against the edge of the sand and retrieve all of the logs in the water. But you note that while you've got them in front of you, it's definitely not enough to finish the bridge. And you might have to go looking around. And right as you look up, look left, look right, look around the horizon for where you might need to go next, the hair on the back of your neck stands up as you hear a out in the distance as this loud, shrill screech, unlike anything you've ever heard before, echoes out across the valley. But we'll find out what created it in the next episode.
Leaving me on the edge of my seat.
I try. Kingler's just waving at you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone. We hope you've been enjoying our slightly shortened episodes to allow you to get a weekly dose of Tabletop Time roleplay while Jen and I are in America. And if this is next Wednesday, Jen and I reporting to you live from South Beach in Miami. Enjoying probably a bit of a swim, maybe a cocktail.
Maybe we'll see Kingler.
You guys.
Yeah, we might see Kingler.
That's awesome. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.